Joseph A. Klein. And Mr. Klein is a practicing lawyer, graduate of Harvard Law School, took courses in constitutional law, and he even studied under Professor Archibald Cox, who was, of course, best known for what happened during the Watergate era. But Mr. Klein, I think, as with myself and so many people at one time, thought the United Nations was the hope of the world, and then, of course, as time went by, he began to realize that United Nations was not necessarily the hope of the world, but had a real, or presented a real threat to the survival of the sovereignty of our country. So with that as a background, Mr. Klein, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Well, now, what motivated you to write your book, Global Deception, the UN's Stealth Assault on America's Freedom?
Well, as you mentioned, when I was growing up during the Cold War, as a kid, I thought the UN provided us with the best opportunity and model for peace. I got active in high school, formed a UN model a club. I worked for a foreign UN mission as a teenager. And living in New York and working in New York, I was able to see the UN up front and close. And I got very disillusioned as the years went by because the UN turned away from its original mission, envisioned by its architects, FDR, Harry Truman, and Winston Churchill, as a community of sovereign nations, mostly democracies at the time it was formed, to repel another Hitler-type aggression. Instead, the UN over the years has become an instrument for those who I call in global deception the globalists, the elitists, who want to use it as a forum to create international laws and norms to govern us and take over our day-to-day living. And this is what led me, really, to write Global Deception, because I think the story behind what's going on every day at the United Nations that you and I pay for, because we contribute almost a quarter of its budget, what they're doing and planning and creating documents all the time and trying to lobby sympathetic world leaders is against the interests of our country and can chip away at our freedoms.
Well, I think the most disturbing fact is the realization that there are people at the highest levels of our government who have sworn to uphold our Constitution and preserve our nation and protect it from all enemies, foreign and domestic, are themselves enemies of our nation. Their loyalty is not to America, but to this globalist dream of world government. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, yes, in Global Deception, I profile some of these folks, and they include Americans. They include a professor of economics at Columbia, who used to be at Harvard, who has directed as a special advisor to Kofi Annan a huge wealth redistribution program called the Millennium Development Project. And what that's going to do, and it's got a lot of support from French President Jacques Chirac, even Mr. Blair in England, and most of the developing world. And what it's going to do is take out from your pocket, my pocket, more than $70 billion a year, just from American taxpayers, go to governments in the developing world that are mostly corrupt, under the pretense that this will help lift them out of poverty.
Hold that thought right there. We'll be back in just a moment with Mr. Joseph Klein, his book, Global Deception. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest today is Mr. Joseph Klein. He was a lawyer and attended Harvard Law School. And, of course, during his early years, he was a supporter of the United Nations and this dream of, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have an organization where all nations could come together and we could avoid war and if we could help one another. But as time went by, he began to realize that there were people pushing the United Nations agenda who had no loyalty to America. They really wanted to establish a global government and, of course, to impoverish our people and transfer America's wealth to other nations. And behind this, there seemed to be almost an environmental agenda. And, of course, he writes extensively about things like the Earth Charter, which so many Americans have never heard of, and about Marie Strong, one of the most powerful men in the world, who is little known to the average American. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you, as I did my research and delved into all of the documents that the UN and its bureaucracy produced, it just was shocking. And one thing that really stands out is this Earth Charter, and let me tell you, listeners, what that is. This is a document that was written by former Soviet Premier Mikhail Gorbachev in the mid-90s, along with a high-level advisor to Kofi Annan, Maurice Strong. Maurice Strong is a very wealthy Canadian businessman who made his money in oil, but believed that it was his personal mission, which he has tried to pursue for several decades, to force the rest of the world, at least the industrial world, to give up our ways of consumption, give up our wealth, and turn to a much more pristine environment and turn our wealth over to the undeveloped countries, like our good professor from Columbia that I mentioned earlier.
Well, now, that's almost an insane idea. I mean, why would the American people want to turn their all their wealth, and the things that they've worked for all of their lives, over to people in underdeveloped countries?
Well, if we are able, through our elected representatives, to decide on the level of foreign aid or give through voluntary contributions, that's the American way. And there are charities that are targeted to trying to truly alleviate real hunger in Africa and disease. The Gates Foundation is doing, I think, some very good things.
Hold that thought right there for just a moment. We bring our stations on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mr. Klein, our guest this afternoon, and a Harvard-trained lawyer, but he's written a book called Global Deception, trying to point out the problems inherent in the United Nations. He was talking about a document known as the Earth Charter, which was written by Mikhail Gorbachev and a man named Marie Strong, a multi-billionaire from Canada, and they seem to have a plan of trying to lower the living standards of the American people, get us back to a sort of a more pristine sort of environment like it was before the wicked white man came, and actually to redistribute the wealth of the American people. And I was simply asking, why would the American people go along with a plan to redistribute the wealth of our nation, and how do we know that that's really what they intend to do?
Well, we wouldn't go along with it consciously, but what's happening is you have these programs that are being snuck through all these many UN forums. You have proposals that I describe in Global Deception for global taxes, to take money out of our pockets through taxes on the Internet, things that we really are going to have a hard time controlling if most other countries go along with it. Taxes on every time you fill up your tank with gasoline, they want to impose a carbon tax. Every time you take a plane trip, they want to impose tax on airline tickets, and on and on. And all of this is really about enacting an agenda that the American people have had no say in. This isn't something that's coming through our elected representatives. These taxes are not enacted by accountable representatives in Congress. These are coming through bureaucrats and UN functionaries with a lot of help from multi-billionaire donors like George Soros, Ted Turner, and from all manners of non-governmental organizations that push these extreme environmental and wealth redistribution agendas. And, I wrote Global Deception to give many examples of how this is impinging on our freedoms, because unless we're vigilant, we're going to find that our own judges, that they're doing now in the Supreme Court even, are going to fall for these international norms and rules coming out of these UN forums and incorporate it into their interpretation of our Constitution. So even if we have a man like John Bolton representing us at the UN that looks out for us, and even if we have opposition in Congress to extending the UN's charter and to areas they don't belong and to try to make them reform. We still have our judges who are going to do mischief unless we keep an eye on them.
Well, of course, one of the things that we know that traditionally the purpose of our judges was to interpret the Constitution, but now they seem to be, when they make a decision on major issues, they seem to be going to the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights or to the United Nations Charter or other international laws to determine what American law is. How can they possibly do that when they've sworn to uphold the Constitution?
Well, particularly at the Supreme Court, you've got five justices, including leading justices of this trend, Breyer, Ginsburg, and Kennedy. They have lifetime appointments. They're on the court, and they decide that they would rather curry favor with what the rest of the world thinks than doing the hard work of reading the text of our constitutional provisions and applying the law, looking at our history. They've cited treaties that the Senate never even ratified. Ginsburg did that in an affirmative action decision. Justice Breyer went so far in a dissenting opinion to cite the Supreme Court of Zimbabwe, not known for its reverence to liberty and individual rights. And we have Justice Kennedy, who recently decided that no matter how heinous the crime, a juvenile, even a few days below the age of 18, can never, no matter what the horrible circumstances may be, get the death penalty, even if the state legislature has approved of such a punishment and a jury so finds. And why did he do that? Because, in his view, it was against international norms and law. That's how he interpreted our Eighth Amendment to the Constitution, a cruel and unusual punishment.
But you, as a lawyer, you would feel that he really doesn't have the right to go to other countries to determine what the laws in America should be unless his loyalty is not to our country.
No, and in global deception, I propose some congressional restrictions, and Congress has the right under the Constitution to limit what our courts can do, even the Supreme Court, except in a few cases, the Congress can say that this is where you can go and this is where you can't go. And I propose a legislation to rein in this free-roaming tendency to go outside of our Constitution and incorporate all these crazy international norms. And, as I mentioned in Global Deception, I recount the testimony of Justice Roberts before the Senate Judiciary Committee in his confirmation hearings, where he was asked about his philosophy of looking outside the Constitution and whether he would incorporate foreign law. And he said very clearly he would not. And he gives some very cogent reasons why he would not. And that's what we need. We need Judge Alito. We need other justices on the Supreme Court when there are more vacancies. And we need federal appellate judges below who will interpret the law as it's written in our Constitution and not turn to these vague, unaccountable bodies putting out these international norms that nobody even knows what they mean.
Well, Mr. Clarence, the thing that disturbs me is I think we have people on the court whose loyalty is not to the United States, but to this globalist dream, this dream that has been around for such a long period of time. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a world government? And so let me simply ask you the question, playing the devil's advocate, what's wrong with a world government? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have this, almost like utopia, we could do away with war, we could cooperate, we could actually do away with poverty and help people and stamp out disease? Don't we need a world government to do that? Couldn't we make a better world if we just give up a little of our sovereignty and embrace this dream?
Well, you know, if man were perfect and we found the perfect philosopher king that with a magic wand can make all of our problems go away, you know, maybe in some kind of fantasy utopia type of world, that would do some good. But that's never going to happen. So what we're going to do is we're going to turn over our rights, our liberties, to a body that's going to be beholden to some of the most autocratic regimes in the world. Remember the Human Rights Commission? Eleanor Roosevelt was behind its origination. It was supposed to set out the charter for basic universal human rights. Well, who's running the show now? It's like the asylum. Spain are running the asylum.
Cuba was there for one of the...
We've got Cuba, we've got Libya, we've got Sudan. The United States was kicked off. Other examples. The recent summit meeting on the Internet held in Tunisia, which itself is one of the more repressive countries in the world, that was an attempt by Kofi Annan and a lot of powerful allies in Europe and China and Iran and other parts of the world to take control of the Internet from the United States, even though we created it. We invested the initial money that seeded the research, and our entrepreneurs commercialized the Internet, and it's the most open, freest platform for communication ever created in the history of man. And who did Kofi Annan appoint to the working group that planned the UN Internet Summit? Representatives from our good friends, China, Iran, Cuba, Pakistan. There were no U.S. government representatives on that working committee. So this is the reality. Utopia might be nice in the fantasy world, but the reality is we're going to be giving away our freedoms. We're going to be giving away our hard-earned money to a body of bureaucrats and others bent on mischief who will do what, in much grander scale, what they did with the money from the Oil for Food program.
And certainly you cover that in your book. And really how totally corrupt it is, and certainly Kofi Annan had to know what was going on. His son was one of the biggest criminals there, but I dare say that he'll never be punished.
No, Kofi Annan will, I think, survive his term at the end of next year. But, you know, the story I tell in Global Deception goes beyond the one man. I do have a pretty detailed profile of Kofi Annan. I describe in Global Deception his hypocrisy, how he has made fun of real reform while mouthing the words. I go back and I dug out one of his statements several years ago where he said, "Oh, reform, reform, reform. That's all you talk about, reform. We got work to do." Well, that was several years ago, and then we saw what their work was, the Oil for Food program. And so I do profile him and his key advisors, like Maurice Strong, we talked about, the author of the Earth Charter. But you get rid of some of these fellows, and you're still going to have an institution that is so suffused with a philosophy that they know best, that they don't need to enter their ideas in the marketplace of ideas and work through a democratic process. They just want to set up some kind of a unaccountable forum to issue their pronouncements and then ram them through wherever they can. And that's going to happen even if Kofi Annan leaves, unless we're careful.
And, of course, these people are fabulously well paid. They don't have to pay any income tax on this. They're sort of an elite all to themselves, aren't they, this ruling bureaucracy of the United Nations?
Well, Kofi Annan gets over... $225,000, maybe up to $250,000 a year, plus a very fancy townhouse in one of the most exclusive areas of Manhattan, Sutton Place, and he gets all other kinds of perks. And he's got a whole bevy of subordinates reporting to him, each of whom make more money than our Secretary of State.
Pull that thought right back in just a moment. A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working within organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS,
the unnecessary epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know it's called polyphenols responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine pop the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex cap polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 865-4000 today to order Longevinex. It's a Revolut supplement. 85-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid sub Body Balance. Body Balance contains 112 vitamins and minerals and is made developed by doctors, body healthcare professionals. Now it can be delivered directly to your home. Balance offers an extreme to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll feel it. To order your Body Balance, 768-976 risk-free for 45 days, 100-768-9763, or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is to increase their yield, mechanics in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2 in the use of this dimension. Folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that by using Miracle 2, you can do it by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals or sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 at 544-8927, 800-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith, and so many listeners know it's...
Well, this is here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Joseph Klein. His book is called, and he really has covered very well what we'd be concerned about. A little bit like a thief working by night, gradually eroding our freedom, and it's happening so slowly, most people. But this whole idea of globalization is gradually taking away our industries, it's taking away our factories, it's taking away our jobs, the whole idea of transferring America's wealth to other nations. Do you think the average person has any idea what's really going on, Mr. Klein?
Well, I think the information has been hidden for a long time. It's interesting that my book, the UN's stealth assault on America's freedom, the word stealth came out of a hint that I describe in Global Deception. It's put out by one of these UN called the Center for Reproductive Rights. It's a non-governmental organization affiliated, credited to the UN, can participate in all the deliberations and lobby, etc. And they are they lay out in the memo they want to use the UN to pass these norms, in their case abortion, to really set that out as a recognized universal right, if you will, only in the minds of those, you know, who stack these to get the pronounce it with that stamp of legitimacy that Kofi Annan says only the UN has. And they say, this is from their documents that I call deception, they say that they have a stealth strategy. Stealth is a word they use to take those universal legal norms from these UN forums and bring them to our courts and litigate in our courts for Kennedy, Breyer, Ginsburg, six federal judges below the Supreme Court, take these norms, and because they have this stamp of universal legitimacy, they want these judges to make that the law of our land. That's their strategy from their extensively in Global Deception. So it's about getting the information out to your listeners, and I urge your listeners concerned about having the UN pockets to pay for their programs that our elected representatives will have no say in running. If you're concerned about that, concerned about runaway judges who are being manipulated by the stealth strategy of the UN and its supporters, I urge you to go out and get Global Deception. It's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It can be ordered in major bookstores. And it's just part of getting informed and then using that information to write our representatives in Congress or senators, urge them to the Senate to confirm Judge Alito so that we move the Supreme Court in a better direction. And, you know, information is power. And I wrote Global Deception to get this information out. Because I was shocked when I started delving into all these UN documents. They used the phrase world government in a UN study on global taxes. They used the phrase world government. This isn't something, you know, that we're hatching up here. It's their phrase. They use global governance, that phrase, all the time. The Internet, back in 99, you know, I referenced a UN document in Global Deception that talked about raising $70 billion a year from Internet taxes, UN's coffers.
And, of course, without they can get their police force to stop them monitoring everybody in the world, because if you're going to have control, and you've got to be able to really get people to go along with you.
I have a whole chapter on Global Deception. I have another whole chapter, UN's plans in your home, self and your family. Strive in the mouths of those who are pushing this agenda at the UN, what they're trying to do and how they're trying to...
Well, is if they break in...
They fail to stop the massacres. But again, the connection that I fear and that I go into in Global Deception is what our judges will do if the UN forum, which is going to be next year on gun prohibition, decides to pass.
Hold that thought right there.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable. To regular sources, call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Mr. Joseph Klein. His book, Global Deception, the UN Stealth Assault on America's Freedom, and that is available from Amazon.com and bookstores across America?
That's correct, and BarnesandNoble.com as well. It can be ordered in major bookstores, but the fastest way and get a discount is through Amazon.com.
Well, now, one of the things you talk about is the Earth Charter, and we've already touched on this.
Right.
But what is the Earth Charter really about? You mentioned that it had been written by Mikhail Gorbachev and Marie Strong. Was anybody else involved with that?
Well, they set up a whole Earth Charter commission to write it. And let me go into a little bit about it. I detail it in Global Deception. It's quite a story. You know how your schools are not allowed to display the real Ten Commandments. By order of the Supreme Court, the ACLU was made sure of that. This Earth Charter is a sacred earth-worshipping document, a contract, if you will, between all humans and all of the other living creatures on the earth and with the sacred earth itself. It calls us all a circle of community life. And as I said before, it wants to turn us into a pre-industrial type society that leaves the environment very much alone and redistributes the wealth that has already been accumulated and earned in much of the more developed countries in the world over to the undeveloped world. Now, on September 9th, 2001, 2 days before the most evil assault that ever occurred on American soil, took nearly 3,000 lives, and I worked only a block away from Ground Zero and experienced the horror personally. Just 2 days before that, there was a celebration for the Earth Charter in Vermont, and they built, as part of the celebration, a handcrafted Ark of Hope, that's what it's called, to house what its authors refer to as the New Ten Commandments.
Is that sort of a, like the Ark of the Covenant, where the Ten Commandments was placed?
That's right. They decided it was time for a new Ten Commandments. And again, the best thing to do is look at the words of these people themselves, and that's what I do in Global Deception. And they said, and this is the words of Mikhail Gorbachev, "My hope is that this charter will be a kind of Ten Commandments, a Sermon on the Mount, that provides a guide for human behavior toward the environment in the next century." Marie Strong, his co-author, said the real goal of the Earth Charter is that it will in fact become like the Ten Commandments. So its supporters in Vermont, 2 days before 9/11, built this Ark of Hope, and then right after 9/11, they decided that their response was to take it on a procession to New York. Now this Ark, by the way, is 200 pounds. It housed this Earth Charter in papyrus, and it was adorned with all kinds of religious symbols, in quotes, including the horns of a unicorn to ward off all evil. Now, that's their words again, ward off all evil. They brought this Ark with its new Ten Commandments, at least in their minds, to the United Nations, where it was displayed. And then it was displayed in public schools in New York, and then taken to other schools around the country and incorporated into the curriculums of public schools, starting in elementary school all the way up through state universities. The League of Mayors, the U.S. Mayors, officially endorsed the Earth Charter, and the city councils in various cities across the country, including Philadelphia and Seattle, have endorsed it. Now, the reason I bring this up is because the ACLU is nowhere to be found. they're all over the real Ten Commandments, the cornerstone of our Judeo-Christian tradition, They don't want to see it or hear about it in the schools or in our courts, in our governmental offices. They want to eliminate any display of Christmas symbols in the public square. Heaven forbid that, you know, we should acknowledge again our Judeo-Christian tradition, not imposing it on anybody, but proudly displaying it as part of our heritage. The ACLU doesn't want any part of that, but they're nowhere to be found with this new Ten Commandments, the Earth Charter, being taught openly in our public schools and being displayed there. And even a children's version has been written of this Earth Charter. And not only is the ACLU not opposing it, I found evidence that they actually have supported it.
But isn't there a tremendous spiritual component to this Earth Charter?
Absolutely. It's a sacred earth worshiping document. That's, again, their phrase, the sacred earth. Some of their supporters talk about the Greek pagan earth, Mother Earth God, Gaia. It's described in religious terms. You know, if it was just a dry written description of utopian views of the environment and what we should do, that would be one thing. But its authors, its supporters, characterize it as the new Ten Commandments. They position it as a religious document to replace our Ten Commandments, our real Ten Commandments, the Judeo-Christian version of the Ten Commandments. And it's just mind-boggling that the hypocrites at the ACLU and other such secularist organizations, so to speak, say nothing about this Earth Charter. They know about it. I know the ACLU does, because they're on record as supporting it in a couple of instances. And I go into a lot of this in Global Deception as an example of how a particular philosophy, contrary to our own history, is being pushed with the support of the United Nations and advocacy groups who use the UN to do that.
Well, you know, when you read this sort of thing, you know, it seems these people got to be sort of crazy. I mean, they're talking about redistributing our wealth. I think the term is equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations, and then all of this, this spiritual falderal. You wonder, does anybody seriously believe all of these things?
Well,
the frightening thing is, I fear they do.
There are a lot of very zealous people who have a lot of money behind them, as I mentioned, George Soros and Ted Turner, but many others, who have a very sympathetic ear at the highest levels of the United Nations, who are pursuing these agendas. Let me just go back for a moment to the discussion of guns that I... before the break that we were talking about, because it's another great example of this stealth strategy that's being followed by a particular activist group, worldwide activist group, that's formed an organization against, as they call it, small arms. Now, their leaders have compared guns to defend our homes to weapons of mass destruction. I kid you not. They say that it's worse than the nuclear and chemical weapons that we are rightly concerned about. They're concerned, these folks are concerned about guns in our homes, and they want to ban any possession, any right of possession. And they're using a UN forum that will be meeting next year, and there's been several before this, to try to ram through what they call, in their words, and I quote them in Global Deception, a norm of non-possession. They have the backing of Kofi Annan again, and they have the backing of a lot of countries that are seriously considering a ban. Canada is looking at it. Australia has severely restricted gun possession and found its crime rate actually went up, but that doesn't stop these zealots. Now, my fear, and this is what I was getting at, is that if they succeed and ram through one of these universal norms, as they call it, of non-possession through their UN forum next year. We have a case coming before the Supreme Court on the Second Amendment, and we haven't had one really interpreting our Second Amendment. for 50, 60 years. If we have justices like Kennedy and Breyer and et cetera, and Ginsburg, looking at that UN norm of non-possession, they may decide that it's perfectly all right to ban individual possession of guns in our own country, totally contrary to the text and history of the Second Amendment, which protects the right of individuals to bear arms. But that won't necessarily stop these internationalists on the Supreme Court if they have something to work from that the UN hands them on a silver platter. That's the stealth strategy. That's what global deception exposes.
And it really, the thing is that these people are dishonest. If you're going to do something, come out and say what you're doing. When you use stealth, it means, of course, you're trying to conceal the truth from the American people. As incredible as this whole story sounds, it's absolutely true. Well, let's go to Jeannie, who's calling in. Jeannie, of course, studied this a great deal. Jeannie, did you have a comment at all for a question for our guest?
Well, I have a comment and a question. I didn't want to let pass Stephen Rockefeller's name, which I don't believe was mentioned, but he was one of the writers of the Earth Charter.
That's correct.
He also put out a book called Spirit and Nature, Why the Environment is a Religious Issue. And it's edited by Stephen Rockefeller. So he's really, especially he's a professor of theology up in Middlebury College up in Vermont. So that's interesting where you said the
You're right. I should have mentioned
there.
Him because he was one of the prime movers. He wasn't the actual co-author like Marie Strong and Gorbachev, but he's certainly been an early, very avid supporter, and he's put a lot of money into it, and that's what keeps it going.
Yeah, I've seen him at the New York conference.
The Millennium Conference in 2000, you were at that, right?
Yeah, in the State of the World Forum, headed by Mikhail Gorbachev. And he is very arrogant, and this is the way it's going to be. He's like a bull in a china cabinet. But I want to talk about, also give you a question on disarmament of the guns. In the book, Our Global Neighborhood, and it's a report by the Commission on Global Governance, and it was put out in 1995. And on page 131, it does say how they're going to disarm the civilians. And it's going to be community initiative, just like what happened in San Francisco, California, where they're going to not have any guns for the civilians that live in San Francisco. And I wanted to ask your guest, has he come across that particular item?
Well, yes. I believe you're referring to the report of the Commission on Global Governance, which Maurice Strong, who I've mentioned several times on this show, and who I describe in great detail his total hypocrisy in global deception, he was one of the prime movers. Again, I believe also along with Gorbachev and others. And, yeah, that item is there. Plus, you have a whole bevy of proposals for global taxes.
But what my question is, have you come across other than the report on global governance called Our Global Neighborhood, where it describes where they're going to be taking the guns away by county and city initiative ordinance? Have you come across that in any other document?
I haven't seen in my research start at the local level. It looks to me, and maybe there are some parallel efforts going on, it looks to me that that's what they're trying to do more with the Earth Charter, by taking it around and getting city councils to endorse it and taking it. What I've seen in the UN on guns is more this process I described, where they're going to set up a global forum next year to try again. They haven't succeeded so far because the U.S. has opposed it, and we're getting all kinds of flack for that, just like we're getting for the Kyoto Protocol and the Internet. But in any case, they're going to try to ram through one of these gun prohibition norms and then maybe use it in local governments to get city councils to pass bans like San Francisco, but I think more ominously they're going to try to use it in the courts to try to get unelected judges to make it the law of the land that the Second Amendment no longer protects individual rights to keep guns for our own safety and the safety of our families. That's what I think they're all about. And I base that on a research and
a lot of documents. Yeah, I appreciate that answer. Thank you, Dr.
And I think they're going to try to get it from both ends. I think they're really, these people want to disarm the people, just as Adolf Hitler did, just as Joseph Stalin did, just as Chairman Mao did, just as they did in Rwanda. They disarmed the people, and of course that's why they hacked everybody to death with the machetes.
It's interesting, you know, just take a minute on Rwanda, because I also describe that in Global Deception, and I give that as the rationale why we can't trust the UN to do anything, certainly not to protect us. I quote from actually some correspondence from the general on the ground in Rwanda, a cable that went to Kofi Annan's deputy. At that time he wasn't Secretary General, he was the head of the peacekeeping operations of the UN, and the general on the ground said, we have been informed that there is an illegal cache of arms that the government is going to use to try to initiate a massacre, and he recommended that the UN force on the ground in Rwanda do a preemptive strike and destroy those arms. Kofi Annan's deputy turned him down flat. The massacre began just a few days after that.
And they were killing about 10,000 people a day, simply hacking them to death, while our government was doing everything to cooperate with the United Nations policy of non-intervention.
Non-intervention, because they didn't want to upset the apple cart. And a lot of people, a lot of innocent people, men, women, and children, died as a result. I'm not saying the UN could have stopped everything, but they didn't do anything.
They didn't even try. That's what's so unconscionable. Well, I really want to thank you very much for being our guest. It's been a pleasure, and I hope to have you on again. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners before we let you go, other than the fact they should read your book, Global Deception, The UN's Stealth Assault on American Freedom?
I just urge everybody to be alert to what's happening. Don't think of the UN as some kind of abstract, organization sitting in New York that really can't touch your lives, because it's being used by some very powerful people around the world to do just that, to take your money, to spend as they wish, and to take your freedoms away one by one.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll be talking to you again on Friday late in the evening, but I appreciate you being willing to be on with us. I think your message is vitally important. Thank you so very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program. But heed what Mr. Klein has said. There really is a program. May not make sense. But of course, behind this are sinister people and a sinister spiritual force that is motivating them.
Set genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America: the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview, and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-WAR for copies of our 4-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and you really must understand there is a stealth plan. It's called Sustainable Development. We have a four-tape set on Sustainable Development. We have a video on Sustainable Development, and we have a syllabus on Sustainable Development, and I suggest you get several of them together. Get either the four-tape set or the video, or get all of them, but get the syllabus, because it has a copy of the Earth Charter. It has a copy of the Population Control Agenda monograph. It has a copy of the Master Plan that came out of the Second Earth Summit called the Global Biodiversity Assessment. And if you get a couple of these together, well, you get a reduced price. But the important thing is you have the documents at your fingertip. There is a genocidal agenda. They intend to kill off most of the people in the world. And people say, oh, that couldn't be true. Well, you need to get my Population Control Agenda monograph. You can pull it down off our website at RadioLiberty.com, but it's included in the in the Sustainable Development Syllabus. You actually need to read what these people say. You need to read the Earth Charter. You need to understand they intend to impoverish you. They intend equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. Whose wealth are they talking about? Why, they're talking about your wealth that they're going to distribute elsewhere. And you say, that's crazy talk. That would never happen. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think globalization is really all about? They're not going to tell you that they're planning on going to impoverish you. You talk to the people who work in the automotive industry. You talk to the people who work, many people in the airline industry. They're facing losing their pensions, part of a long-range plan. And they're even talking about having to raise the level of retirement here in America to 67 or 69. And the same thing throughout the world is part of a massive plan to redistribute the wealth, your wealth, and impoverish you and destroy the value of everything you work for. Understand what this is about. Understand the powerful spiritual forces behind it. The syllabus, Sustainable Development, the four-tape set, and video, all Sustainable Development. And, of course, you can call 1-800-544-8927. We carry an excellent book by Holly Swanson called Set Up and Sold Out. You need to get the book. You need to read it. You need to read the other items and the documents that we have. You'll never look at the world quite through the same eyes again. And then, to really put this into perspective, you need to get the new talk we've given. We did this for the Prophecy Club. It's available in video or DVD. It's 2.5 hours of me talking, but of course there are lots of graphics and other things there. And we've had so many reports from people who've seen it and really enjoyed what we document here. Because, of course, we're talking about the planned murder of countless hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people. And we simply give you what they say. If you don't believe that this is what's planned, you call us at 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the copies of the UNESCO Courier of 1991. Jacques Cousteau talks about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. You see, Adolf Hitler was really a piker compared with the people who were there. And, of course, Bertrand Russell talks about, in his book, The Impact of Science on Society, talks about, you know, just we could just have a black plague sweep the world once in every generation. Then people could have as many children as they want to. There really are people who have a different worldview. And that takes us into the occult hierarchy. You need, of course, to get our DVD or video, Plan Population Reduction. And this goes along with our information on water fluoridation. 65% of our communities are fluoridated, and of course this actually has a tremendous impact not only on your mind, but on your fertility rates. That's what it's really all about. And you say, this couldn't be true. If it were, my doctor, my dentist wouldn't be backing this. And they have been deceived, because their organizations, their journals have been corrupted. You need to get our syllabus on this. You need to get our 4-tape sets on water fluoridation. If you'd like a free newsletter on fluoridation, just call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Ask for my November 2004 newsletter. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty.